Blog Talk Radio.
Real friends, how many of us? How many of us? How many jealous? Real friends, there's not many of us. We smile at each other, but how many honest? Trust issues, switch up the number. I can't be bothered, I cannot blame you for having an angle. I ain't got no issues, I'm just doing my thing. Hope you're doing your thing too. I'm a deadbeat cousin, I hate family reunions. Fuck the church up by drinking at the communion. Spilling free wine, now my tux is ruined. In town for a day, what the fuck we doing? Who your real friends? We all came from the bottom. I'm always blaming you, but what's sad, you not the problem. Damn, I forgot to call him. Shit, I thought it was Thursday. Why you wait a week to call my phone in the first place? When was the last time I remembered a birthday? When was the last time I wasn't in a hurry?
Tell me you want those tickets when it's game time. Even to call your daughter on a FaceTime. Even when we was young, I used to make time. Now we be way too busy just to make time. Even for my
real friends, I guess I get what I deserve, don't I?
Word on the streets that they ain't heard from them.
I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down
on my name, throw dirt on them.
I couldn't tell you how old your daughter was. Couldn't tell you how old your son is. I got my own junior on the way, dog. Plus, I already got one kid.
Couldn't tell you much about the fam, dog. I just showed up for the yams, dog.
Maybe 15 minutes, took some pictures with your sister. Merry Christmas, then I'm finished. Then it's back to business. You wanna ask some questions about some real shit? Like, I ain't got enough pressure to deal with. Please don't pressure me with that bill shit.
Cause everybody got them that ain't children. Oh, you've been nothing but a friend to me.
Niggas thinking I'm crazy, you defending me. It's funny, I ain't spoke to niggas in centuries. To be honest, dog, I ain't feeling your energy.
Money turn your kin into an enemy. Niggas ain't villains, they pretend to be. Looking for
real friends.
Real friends.
How many of us? How many of us are real friends? To real friends, to the real end. To the wheels, to the wheels don't spin.
Yeah, yeah.
To 3 a.m. calling. How many
real friends?
Just to ask you a question, just to see how you was feeling. How many? For the last, you was frontin'. I hate when a nigga text you like, what's up, man? Hope you good. You say I'm good, I'm great. The next text, they ask you for something. How many?
What's best for your family, immediate or extended? Any argument, the media extended.
I had a cousin that stole my laptop that I was fucking bitches on. Pay that nigga $250,000 just to get it from him. Real friends. Yeah. Real friends. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I?
Word on the streets that they ain't heard from him.
I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk
down on my name, throw dirt on him.
Like 1 2 1 2. Welcome to the bottom line. It is Sunday, January 10th. First show of the year, and I have my special guest Sean Felder in the building.
Hello.
Sean's been here before.
Third time on your show? It's my third time, yeah. I think. Yeah, third time. Because I did that that ceremony you had back in August. Remember for the charity?
Yes, sir.
That was awesome.
The book bag joint.
Right. Yeah. That was awesome. I was like a vendor, giving out samples and stuff and everything.
Word. 2K16. We are here, man.
Yeah, man. Happy New Year to y'all, too, man. Happy New Year.
What up?
Happy New Year.
What up?
2016 went really fast. Do you guys agree or disagree?
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Most definitely.
That's crazy.
I had a good 2015 too. I don't know about you, but I had a good 2015.
I had a dope cake 2015.
Especially with SX Energy drinks, you
of
know.
Course.
I was Explosive Grind of the Award, as you can see, from Elegant Hoodness, and I'm nominated again for Entrepreneur of the Year. Mm. So please vote for me on www.eleganthoodness.com. You'll see my name, Sean Felder, and vote until January 16th. The award show will be at Club Pyramid at 101 First Avenue. Go to the website and contact AD the General. She is the CEO, rapper, and promoter.
Oh, yeah. I heard of her.
Yeah,
yo.
I know her for 6 years.
She be on the grind, yo.
Yes, she does it all, and I met her at
Respect to her.
Bowery Poetry Club 6 years ago when I was starting promoting the drink, and she took a liking to me. I sponsored some shows with her and did events with her with SX Energy Drink. And
so you guys have done business in the past?
Yes. And she told me a lot about dealing with people and scams and stuff like that. So,
I'm pretty sure she's been through the whole Chappelle.
Yes. She knows her game. So shout out to AD, the General, and Fifi and the crew. For real.
Well, respect to her, man. She's doing the thing, man.
Yeah. I've heard that name floating around for a while.
Oh, she's been around. She's good people, too. She's about her business. I also want to shout out to Michelle. She's going to model SX Energy Drink soon, guys. So look out for those pictures and stuff. That's going to be crazy. Michelle, you got any words to speak about that? I mean, to your fans?
I'm excited that you nominated me.
Oh, yeah, X6 Model of the Month.
Yes, and I'm excited to model it. And right. More than anything, the best thing about working with you is, like, you really get people's names out there.
I do.
So I appreciate that.
And you know, I want to say, as long as they trust me and put in the work,
mm-hmm.
I'll give you some exposure.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're gonna BS and not get the effort, then I'm not.
Don't be lazy.
Yeah, I'm not gonna waste my time.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. Don't be lazy. If you're trying to work.
Yeah, don't waste my time.
Don't waste this brother's time.
I got too many miles going right now. I'll give you an example. I had mailed an unnamed model a contract to help promote the drinks. You know, I might pay her and stuff like that. She didn't agree with it, and I said, okay, well, later, just send me back the stuff, and I'll give it to somebody else. So, you know, ain't gonna stop me. Mm-hmm. You know,
you move on.
Yeah, you're not gonna agree with anything what you and the model, potential model, may say.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you know, we want to keep it professional and keep it moving.
Yeah, do you? I'm gonna do me, and that's it.
Exactly, because you know, you have somebody that's immature. You're gonna yell and curse and all that. And I'm like, come on, we ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying, Michelle?
What is somebody yelling and cursing at you for?
Well, somebody could be immature. Don't like what's in the contract, what you try to portray to them, to the model, the product. You're going to have a few of those kind. And I'm like, you know what, whatever.
They're going to catch feelings?
Yes, catch feelings too. And just keep it moving. That's it. It's part of the business, Michelle.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Today, that's something I wanted to talk about was lessons we learned in the past year
mm-hmm.
or prior years and New Year's resolutions. And I think a lot of the times, negative situations we go through may inspire a New Year's resolution.
Make you stronger.
Yeah.
Much stronger.
Something I definitely think, just negative people. I realized a lot in 2015
mm-hmm.
how many fucking assholes were around me. And I slowly cut them out. So I can really honestly say by the end of 2015, I had cut most assholes out of my life.
Let me ask you a personal question. How can you tell the person, male or female, is a fucking asshole? I'm just
Their respect level.
Right.
The quality of their conversation.
Okay.
And just what they bring to your life. Like, if somebody's not bringing positive energy around me,
yes.
I have no reason to have them around.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
So
yeah.
That was really, that's really something I'm sticking to this year harder than ever because
right.
I realized sometimes some memories I have from 2015
mm-hmm.
weren't the best because of the people I chose to be around.
Right.
So definitely something, you know, that inspired me to say, you know what, this year,
mm-hmm.
as soon as I see one sign of negativity, something that doesn't make me feel good,
yes.
bye. That's it.
You just gonna
it's simple.
Keep it moving.
It's really simple.
Exactly. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's true. And you find out a lot about people when you go through rough times too. I found
mm-hmm.
that out.
Definitely.
Especially when I lost my job working at Radio City. I found out who was on my corner, who was not on my corner.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, I was like, okay, I see who's in my corner, not in my corner. And it sometimes can be in a relationship, too, when you tell people about your situations, if they support you or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, it works.
Especially with your character. You know what I mean? Your character says a lot about people, too.
Yeah.
I find out a lot about, in the business-wise and, you know, family-wise and, you know, sometimes dating-wise, too, about the opposite sex, you know?
Why?
That person is about what they say or they just bullshit. So, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know. Nah. Men and women going to have their issues, as always.
Everybody going to have their issues.
It's how you define the situation.
Highs and lows.
Yeah.
That's just how, that's life, you know?
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Yeah. So. You mean any goals for 2016, Michelle? I mean...
It was really funny because at the end of 2015, in between New Year's and Christmas and New Year's, a nonprofit organization I sit on the board with, Sisters Keeper, shout out to all the members.
I know that, yes. I saw them at that event.
Yeah, we did a potluck dinner.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody made something different to eat. We did a gift exchange, and we also talked throughout the night.
Right.
And one of the topics we touched was New Year's resolution.
Right.
And most of, I mean... First of all, you got to understand all of the members of our group are women.
Oh, yeah.
So most of the women's goals are, you know, fitness or losing weight or just staying healthy or going harder in the gym.
Right.
And my New Year's resolution was to start really thinking more of accepting love and, you know, looking to settle down with somebody and be in a relationship and just start the next chapter of my life.
Right.
So they're like, how can you make that a goal?
Well,
no, that's I feel like
but it is.
That's like a lifetime goal.
For
really,
me,
like,
Veg?
Well.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, for me, like, you know, my patience level with men is very low. You know, I don't have a patience for a lot of stuff. So.
Okay.
2%.
Yeah, barely that. And, you know, so for me, it's like, you know what? I'm going to have more patience. I'm going to be more accepting of people.
Right.
You know, and I'm going to be. And now you got to keep in mind, this is difficult because I'm also. I'm quick to cut people out because if it doesn't feel good, I don't want it, right?
Right.
That's what I was just saying.
Okay.
So it's a little difficult because if shit doesn't feel perfect, which it's never really going to, I'm just going to just tell them I don't need them around.
Right.
You know, so it's going to take a special person.
Right.
But, you know, it is a goal for me.
Well, let me give you some personal advice. This is what I learned, okay?
You're going back to your ex. I don't need
your advice. We're not talking about that. No. We're not going to talk. I'm just saying for you.
Someone wants to give me advice.
you will have to be available for potential mate to know about you. And I'm saying that, Michelle, is like, I don't know, not to be, I'm not saying be on a dating site, but like, okay.
I was on a dating site.
What site was you on?
I've been on a few, Sean.
Okay. But I'm just saying, okay.
Hashtag fishies.
I'm just saying, Michelle, seriously.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No laughing, Michelle. Seriously.
You will have to say, you know what? All right, let me give this guy a shot. Let him take me on a date and let me see how he is personally.
I understand what you're saying. You know what? Because somebody, a guy that was trying to date me for a while, which I never went on a date with.
Right.
But one thing he said to me, I think because he got a little frustrated that I never really made time for him.
Right.
He said, in order for you to actually develop a relationship, if that's what you want to do.
Right.
You're going to have to learn to concentrate on one person. You're going to have to learn how to not juggle too many people at once and to actually give somebody attention.
I have to scream on that part because...
It's true.
But listen to me. You may want to date two or three different guys to see what their personalities is about.
If you're juggling a couple different men, no one's ever going to get to fully know the real you.
Well,
and
yeah,
it's almost like,
I know, but...
Listen, I understand that, and I've been doing that for years, Sean. Like, you know, I've dated a couple of different people at a time. And the thing is, it's totally true. After listening to what that person said, I'm like, you know what?
Right.
It's true.
Right.
So, I think when you give one person your attention, it might not work out.
Right.
You know, you might... lose somebody that you felt like you potentially wanted to get to know.
Right.
But I think, you know, dating one person at a time really leads to, like...
Well, it depends. You know what I mean? It
possibility of a relationship strong, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But that's what I'm saying. You need to date probably different people to see who's who. I mean, are you want to date somebody of your race, a different race, or what?
That's never been something I had to make a decision on. Like, I don't think... I've never looked at a man and said, because he's black or because he's white, I'm not going to.
Well, I'm just saying interracial dating is high now, as it is.
Yeah.
You know, that is true.
Especially in New York. Oh, forget it. I mean, Harlem.
I'm Asian and Caucasian, so I'm going to be mixed anyway.
Okay.
So, I don't... I'm open to different races.
Okay. Okay. That's true. What is your idea of a fun date?
You're interviewing me about my dating.
I'm just helping you out. I'm trying to help you out. Fish out. I'm trying to help you out.
You trying to sell me on my show? Sure.
Well, I'm just trying to help you out. I mean, if you don't want to answer that question, it's up
to
you.
No, all right. I think a fun date,
mm-hmm.
I can have fun anywhere I go.
Right.
So, really, like, I mean, it doesn't, where I go doesn't really matter.
Okay.
You know, it's really about the person I'm with.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, a typical date is like dinner. I never really understood why you would go on a date with somebody you don't know to the movies. Because you can't really get to know each other well there.
Don't talk.
Yeah.
Don't talk. No,
unless
don't.
You do a movie first and then talk about it after. Like, that would make sense.
Hey.
But,
classic man.
Stupid.
Yeah. No, seriously. You know what would be a fun date? I'm just giving you a suggestion, personally.
What's that?
Bowling.
I'm not a good bowler.
Well, try.
I do try.
I mean, I don't think it really matters if you're a good bowler or not. It's just
well,
the fact
try.
That you guys
yeah.
are going to be...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I actually agree with Sean.
Bowling.
Yeah.
Bowling.
I think that'd be...
Bowling.
That, think,
bowling. Yeah,
you know
bowling.
What? It'll be fun. Like, who
yeah.
cares if you're
that's
good or not? Like,
yeah.
the fact is y'all going to be...
That's right.
There's no movies, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, y'all going to be interacting
right.
as far as talking.
With the public,
and,
yeah.
right? Crack jokes and stuff.
It's going to be cool.
Yes.
And y'all going to have fun. Y'all going to crack jokes to each other. Oh,
right.
you got a gutter ball.
Yes.
Oh, well,
yes.
I'm going to get it next time.
Yeah, yeah,
it's going to be mad fun.
Exactly. Maybe play pool.
Pool. I play pool, yeah.
Okay, pool, you know, pool. Or go to Central Park and see an event or something, you know, Central Park.
Yeah.
Quiet, you know, y'all can talk. At Central Park.
Brother Sean is shopping.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, Sean, why don't we talk about where you went on your date yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I've missed my name. Shout out to my ex. Nikita Spencer. You know, I'm shout out.
Again.
Well, I got a shout out.
Nah, much respect, brother. It's cool. Let it rock. Homie.
We went to Museum of Sex. Nah, that'd be a nice place.
Yeah.
The Museum of Sex.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Shout out to Times Square.
No. This place was at Fifth Avenue, 2233 Fifth
oh,
Avenue.
Oh, excuse me. You're
and
right.
it's an interesting place, and I'm going to say why, Michelle. It had a lot of stuff, not involving sex, but explore your creativity of not say like lust, but sexuality. You
yeah,
know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Like human artistry.
Right.
The body.
Right. So we went downstairs. There was some, you know, soap drinks and stuff and everything.
Well, what are you selling?
You want to really hear?
I mean,
okay.
At the Museum of Sex, what are they selling? I mean, the regular drinks, right? Or what?
Well, she brought a titty drink, my ex.
A
breast titty drink.
Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah.
They sell booby drinks.
Booby drinks, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Booby drinks.
Right, right, right.
And you know, I tried one. It was crazy.
Do they sell vagina then?
That too.
You had the booby drink. Crazy.
Wait, is it like they name a drink or it comes in a cup or
a
special bottle?
It was in a cup. The booth was in a cup, Michelle, and my ex brought it, and she was drinking it. It was crazy.
Do you have a picture of it?
No, I don't. I'm going to go to the website.
Do they sell thighs and legs?
No thighs and legs.
Oh, no. Okay.
No,
no,
that.
Just, okay.
None of that.
Just making sure. Okay.
But what was crazy, we went up to one room, and it had pictures of people in different positions, and what was so wild about it, you know, like...
Is it a painting or an actual picture?
Well, no, it was painting and showing films of people doing sexual positions. It was just crazy.
Getting the groove on.
Oh, yeah. And then what happened, we went to another room.
Uh-huh.
It had like a little tent. You would have to lie down on the tent and do the position. Like, if I was to do my ex, like a doggy style, you have to be in that position.
Right.
If you have to be in a position with the legs open, you have to be in that position on the ground. So it was like...
Yeah, we are promoting this magazine.
It was just crazy. It was just crazy. And, you know, me and her look at each other like, okay. You know what I mean? And they had another room. Mm. It was like, you had to go into a room with boobs. My dude, we was in a room with boobs. It was just crazy.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
So that was the boob room.
The boob room, right, exactly. So the lady was like, okay, y'all got 15, 20 minutes and stuff. It was majority couples there. Mm. Just explore the sexuality.
That's
and,
cool.
And, you know, like...
Did you take pictures and all that, or no?
She took most of the pictures on Instagram. She took most of the pictures.
Oh, you're allowed to? It's not... I know some of the places don't allow
no, they
you.
Had,
don't
no, they had no problem. Take
okay,
as many
cool.
pictures as you want. Many pictures as you want. But it was interesting. I mean...
That's crazy.
It, I mean, for us, how we acted in the past, I was like, wow, this is real interesting.
It's real interesting.
Yeah.
Why didn't they have this around when I was... Now, I mean...
Well, you know, I didn't know about this spot until I saw on the website, Michelle, and my dude. And when we went there... We learned a lot about our sexuality. I'm telling you, we learned a lot.
You did? Like what?
How to please the woman and how to turn it on and find the weak spot.
I mean, I can imagine it's the Museum of Sex. I mean, you had to learn something about it.
Yes, yes. And how,
or in those angles.
And how to arouse them a certain way to make them moan and scream. They had all that. It was just crazy.
So then did your ex give it up last night?
Well,
I mean, after all that, Sean, come on.
We got a little worked out. I mean, we did something in the past. But,
no, we're talking about yesterday.
I'm saying, like, is that museum gonna lead to, like, you know, a lady dropping a panty?
It could. I mean, it's not like she wanted to show me her breast in the place or something like that. But I know security was there. They have heard stuff in the past of people getting hanky panky.
I'm just saying,
Sean, we're talking about after.
No,
not in the museum.
No. Well, she's gonna make it up to me sometime this week.
Well, you have plans. Well, there you go. So you go to the Museum of Sex. Maybe not sex at night, but you get to make plans.
Well, we were both aroused, so you know, you're gonna be horny. And, you know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like after a day like that, you know, you kind of wanna
get it on.
I know. Well, we did a little groping in advance.
A little groping in advance.
You know,
this brother off the hook.
Yeah, I mean, come on now, men and women looking at that type of stuff. You know, come on.
It's gonna go down. It's gonna go down. Okay, right.
And the majority of couples who were there, trust me, I bet you 60 of them were like, "Oh, we're gonna get it on after we leave this place." Trust me.
I'm sure.
I mean, that's like protocol. Like, I don't see why not. Like,
It was an interesting place. I recommend it. You know, you guys check it out. You know, there was some group of girls there with a girlfriend, a male friend. You know, they may want to meet.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. But I know come Valentine's Day, I know that place is going to be hot.
Oh, yeah, that's just going to be popping.
It's going to be popping.
Yeah, that's just going to be popping.
Let me ask you something, Michelle. If you were to answer too, who do you think have more pressure when that day comes, the man or the woman?
Oh,
come Valentine's Day. Who's under pressure to get the mate a gift, the man or the woman?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, I think, like, you know, traditionally, it's a holiday for women.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Modernly, it's a holiday for both people.
Right.
But more so, it's just a day for a guy to get a gift. He doesn't really care that it's all about, like, loving, you know?
Yeah, I think the man has the more pressure.
Man has more pressure, I think.
Every man is safe with flowers. Like, honestly, a woman's never going to be let down with flowers. How nice they are or how crappy they are.
Yeah,
there's going to be that one woman that
don't like flowers.
That's right.
That one woman.
We have to be creative. We have to be creative.
Word.
We have to be very creative.
Well, then she better eat chocolate.
That one woman that might be lactose intolerant.
That's right. That's true.
Well, then
she may want to be fed breakfast in bed.
Then dinner. Flowers is rule number one.
Right.
Right.
Easiest thing to do, I think, is flowers, and I think most women are pleased by them. If you know your girl or your wife or whatever doesn't like it, I would say chocolate. Chocolate covered strawberries, a nicer chocolate than the typical one you could buy at a
lactose intolerant.
Okay, and then dinner. The thing for me, like, with dinner is, like, restaurants are totally crowded, they're overpriced, and it's just too freaking traditional.
Right.
You know? So cook me dinner. You know, a romantic dinner. Something different.
Okay.
Or get the candles out, y'all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Get the nice,
smooth, something simple, something with meaning, and a nice dinner cooked is very nice.
Right.
And, you know, it's not a big deal. My birthday's more important than Valentine's Day.
Really? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sean taking notes.
If there's a guy that has my interest on Valentine's Day, he better get me flowers. But it's not that serious. I've been single many Valentine's Days.
Wow.
You know, it doesn't really
affect you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, most women.
I am willing to accept flowers.
Okay.
No.
You heard it, fellas.
I do like flowers, but you know what? My boss always gets me flowers, and my mom. So,
oh, good. Okay.
So I think that's why I've been okay, because I've always known I have flowers.
Wow. Okay.
I always have flowers on Valentine's Day.
Okay. I know one thing I heard in the past from people that I know, like, they will go the extra mile that day.
Oh, please do not send your flowers here during the show. You know what I mean? It ain't happening here. No proposals or nothing. Like, nah, we ain't having that. Y'all could do that on Michelle's time.
Yeah.
Bottom line time.
Yes.
I'm announce that every Sunday from how to Valentine's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna chill with my flirting though. I need to start focusing.
Because you're gonna you're gonna have them dudes that's gonna knock on the door. I'm like, yo, who is this? Michelle's like, I don't know.
When they see her cute modeling photos and model for the Essex Energy Drink, she gonna have a whole new fan base. Trust me,
I'm just saying, I don't need the line of brothers coming to the studio. Where's Michelle at? Like, I don't know.
That's right. She's a whole new fan base.
She's not here. No, I hear her. No. That's the radio fam. Nah.
A whole new fan
she's
base.
She's that
trust
way.
Me. Trust me. She's going to have a whole new fan base. Trust me.
That's I love song. That you guys think there's, like, some guys out there that...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to give me a chance, Michelle.
Nah, come on. We see your post. You put the picture
of
up.
Of course. Those
and
pictures.
And
come
you
on,
you can't
now.
Judge my life.
You get,
my
yeah.
life. Big, okay.
You get,
Facebook.
Look at that picture right there. Nice picture right there.
You get 500 likes.
Mm-hmm.
You get 500 comments.
Of course.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Yes.
Michelle be mine.
That's right.
I want you.
That's right.
Do this, that,
be. Oh,
beep,
I see them like
beep, beep, beep.
They be saying on Facebook. I be seeing what they be saying. Put that picture up again
no,
right now.
We see that.
You see it, right?
Yeah,
oh,
but
hubba,
you know
hubba.
What? You know
yeah.
what, though? In my everyday life, like, I sleep alone. My phone really doesn't ring much.
Okay.
You know, like,
your
I
phone
mean.
Phone doesn't ring much? Okay.
I don't talk to a lot of people on my phone.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like.
Okay.
The Facebook posts
okay.
look kind of
yeah,
crazy.
You would think differently,
okay.
right?
Brothers be going crazy, like, oh my God, I want you. Like,
yes, I'm
going
to marry you.
Then I kind of like, are you guys serious?
Oh,
like,
Michelle.
This brother is bugging.
I'm thinking about
no, but you.
You
know what? I know what? It stays there. That's the thing. It
yeah.
stays right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it stays there. Like,
okay.
I don't know these people. This has been a problem in the past with getting to know guys. They're like,
okay.
but your Facebook and your Instagram. But no, actually, I don't know who they are. I don't talk to them, like,
all right.
at all. I don't communicate.
Okay.
Yo, Michelle gets, like, ring sent to her, like, on a daily basis.
Wow.
She got mad, like. Yo, she be flossing on the low.
I can imagine.
She get mad watches.
I can imagine.
Mad flowers. That's what I'm saying. Don't come here, yo.
Oh, you see my watch blinging today?
Oh, bling, 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 bling.
See?
Bling, bling.
See?
SX, bling, bling.
You see? You see?
Bling, bling. Come on, man.
Bling, bling.
No.
Bling, bling.
Don't come here with no flowers. I'm taking all the chocolate. They're mine.
Right.
See, and actually, my watch isn't even from a man.
Oh.
Well, it is, but not
okay.
like...
See?
You
see?
No, but not like a like a.
You was about to lie
interest.
About it.
You
was about
like
to lie.
No, I'm saying it's not like a boyfriend or
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you
okay.
but you was about to say it's not from a man, but then you totally changed the area.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but not like in a love way.
Yup.
You guys.
Yup.
I can tell Michelle, you're a hard to please woman, right?
Bling blow.
No, what? I'm not hard to please.
Okay, you need to start giving these guys a chance to date you.
Yeah.
Hey, seriously.
I do.
You need to.
I'm going to.
Okay. That's good. I just want to say real quick the SX model of 2015 real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Michelle Lovely of Georgia. And here's a picture of her and I last year in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was a tough decision, Michelle and Rock, because the candidates, I mean, they all was phenomenal last year. And it took me an hour to decide who to win.
Only an hour.
Yeah.
60 minutes.
I had 20.
That must
candidates.
Have been the most longest.
Yes.
And heartful 60 minutes.
It was.
In 2015.
Because all the models that modeled for the drink was beautiful. I mean,
right.
it was names like Michelle Lovely,
right.
new girls like Shada Marie,
right.
Keena Minifield, Brooke Lynn, mm-hmm. This girl here, Miss Chocolate from Minnesota. She has a radio show, Sex After Dark. She got
her.
New pictures coming up.
Okay.
This girl here from St. Louis, Miss VTV, Chesney Sissom from St. Louis. I did an interview with her in St. Louis last year, so they were all phenomenal. And what makes Michelle stand out from all of them was not just the Essex Angie drink photos. She had also excellent photos. You see on her social media network. She's definitely a go-getter and grinder.
Yeah, I think I'm friends with her.
Yeah.
Shout out to her, man.
And I met her.
Shout out to the Michelles, man.
And I met her in Atlanta.
Michelle's
something
winning.
About
yes.
the Michelles.
Michelle's is winning, yo.
Michelle picked me up from one of my hotels staying in Georgia.
Oh, that's probably why, too.
And No. We ate out, and then we went to that Blue Flame Strip Club where they had to show Kiki Tambo After Dark. And,
okay.
We had a good time down there.
Shout out to Strip Club.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a good time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Shout out to Kiki Tambo After Dark, host Quay Live, and we had a good time down there. Michelle was phenomenal. And shout out to Bull Mania Parker, the Atlanta photographer who took the pictures.
Shout out to them, man.
I see bigger, better things from Michelle. So and she earned that award, the 2015 Essex Mania.
She's doing
award.
A thing. Much respect. You know what I mean? If you work hard, you get it pays off. You know what I mean? You're gonna get rewarded.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
this is my third time nominating a model for that award. 2013 it was Porsche Witters from Georgia. 2 years ago was Black Dahlia from North Carolina, and
okay.
of course last year Michelle,
uh-huh.
Lovely, and maybe if my girl Michelle gets on, maybe she gets them for 2016. You know, you never know. You know what I mean?
You never know.
You never know.
Right?
Yeah. So it was tough.
Check out Michelle Lovely. She has a business page for you to check out and
oh,
like.
Oh yeah.
It's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Yes. Lovely is L-U-V-L-Y.
Phenomenal person.
Check her out. She's beautiful.
Phenomenal person.
Shout out to her.
Phenomenal. You're phenomenal, too. I mean, she is a model. If you look at those pictures, Michelle, model.
Yeah, she's very beautiful.
Yeah, you know.
She does a thing. Like she's a model. That's her job. That's her passion.
Yes, it's a passion. Definitely a passion. You know, she got two beautiful daughters. You see the pictures. One of
she got the ceilings, too. Okay.
Yeah, and they're modeling, too.
Oh, yeah?
They're modeling, too. Yeah.
Wow.
So I guess she wants them to follow her dreams, too. So
that's cool, man.
Very inspirational. She
respect to the future, man.
Yes. And also I want to say to everybody in 2016, let's try to rationalize our problems. You know what I mean? There's been a lot of violence last year, too. You know what
yeah,
saying?
Man. These cops, yo.
Cops killing black men and all that nonsense. And raping people and all that.
Yo,
you know
violence
saying?
Definitely, no.
Yeah.
You know that there was only 9 days out of last year there was no type of violence?
Wow.
That's crazy, yeah. That's crazy. That's
you know
crazy.
What I'm saying? Like, I researched that. I'm like, yo.
But it's always something. Like, people going through problems and changes and taking
shit,
out.
It's crazy. Person. Yo, there was shootings on Christmas.
Yeah.
No.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Shootings on Christmas, exactly.
It's crazy. It's real.
A lot of people are going through problems right now, and I'm just saying in 2016, let's try to rationalize.
Word, let's get it right, y'all.
You know what I mean? Don't bring the beef and nonsense to the next person.
Yeah, definitely, man. Leave it alone, man. Walk away if it comes to it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but some people don't know how to do that. Walk away.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to do that, it's just that their mind snap, whatever, and
yo, and make sure if you get stopped by the cops, you know your rights, man.
Yeah, don't give them the initiative to do something to you.
Exactly.
Too.
Know your rights.
You know what I mean?
Know to keep your hands down or whatever. You know what I mean? Or up. You know what I mean? Like,
and say yes, sir, no, sir. No,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. Be polite.
Yeah.
I'm not saying kiss the cop's ass,
no.
But, like, you got to, you know, if you get stopped by the cops, you just got to, you know, play the role. Just rock with it. And then, you know,
if you've been stopped by the cops,
especially if you didn't do nothing wrong, then you're good.
Right.
Like, a lot of these cats are getting shot over nothing because they're overreacting. And then, like, you
know. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Next thing you know, guns come out, boom, boom, bam.
That's right.
On the ground. Like,
that's
that could have been avoided if you just would have been cool.
Yeah.
Knowing your rights.
That's right.
Yes, sir. No, sir.
That's
yes,
right.
Ma'am. No,
that's
ma'am.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
That's
here's
right.
My ID.
That's right.
That's me.
That's right.
I'm not drunk.
Uh-huh.
I'm not under the influence.
That's right.
ID back.
That's right.
Peace. Out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's right.
Cats don't be, man.
Well, I tell you what, man.
I'm not saying cops are uncorrupt either, but, like, you got to do your part, too. That's all I'm saying.
I tell you what, well, you know they was talking recently about the stop and frisk.
Oh, yeah.
Bishop Ratton and
I heard about that.
So you think they should bring it back?
I mean,
stop and frisk?
You know what it is? Nowadays, bro, there's a lot of crazy things going on in the world.
Right.
So that could help. And then, you know, that's right now with the cops, that's a gift and a curse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The gift is, you know, cops could find something that they could stop something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Curse part is if a cop is going to take advantage of that situation, then, you know.
It's a two-way street now.
Yeah. Nowadays it is, unfortunately. That's
cops,
just how it
cops
is.
Cops getting shot, too. You heard about that one in the Bronx? Cop got shot in the Bronx over gunfire, over rival gangs. It was in the paper a couple of days ago. Cop got shot.
Yeah.
And then they talk about the one that got, a recent Harlem that got shot over that young thug. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, there's some retaliation now. You know what I mean? And also, the COs getting attacked. I heard about those 5 COs that got attacked at Rikers. So now the young thugs have no respect for COs now. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, yeah. Michelle was in the paper. 5 COs got attacked by young thugs, young inmates.
Young thugs.
Yeah, they are. Young thugs. Hey.
Young thuggers.
I don't know if you heard, also recently it was in the paper, a rapper in Atlanta was arrested. He took $200,000 out of his account.
Oh my.
The cops saw that and said, "What are you doing all that money?" Had him on the ground for an hour. He had to admit to the police in Atlanta, he's a rapper. Mm-hmm. They found out, it's okay, we'll let you go.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got to be careful if you take money out the bank.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, driving around with $200,000 doesn't really look innocent.
That's true. That is right.
That is true. But now you gotta be careful. Now they think, what's he doing with $200,000? This young black man. Oh no, we gotta stop him.
Yeah, we gotta check him out real quick. Why he rolling around with that much money?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In fact, it's a ticket for that much.
Actually, my cousin, that's a jeweler. He was riding around with a large amount of cash, and he had just he was going to make a purchase of a piece of jewelry.
You see that, man?
And they bothered him. And he's makes like me, Japanese, I think his mom may be German, but you know, whatever. He's mixed Japanese, Italian, Irish, and so on.
Right.
So he looks like a Caucasian Asian man.
Okay.
And you know, they fuck with him because he was riding with Cash.
Yeah.
You know, he had to prove everything and mm-hmm. show this and show that.
Mm-hmm. Shit is crazy, man. Homies can't ride around with
your own money.
With $10,000 on them. Like, let me live.
Well, you know, it's that profiling getting.
Yeah, that's true. I could imagine if I had, like, $10 million on my neck other than medallions. Like.
I'll say something quick. One of the guys from Wu-Tang, RZA, said maybe if young black men or Latino men dress better, they won't be harassed.
That's true. It's but then you know what it is? Mm-hmm. It's still judging, and that's wrong. It's mm-hmm. still wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I dress the way that I dress, you know what I'm saying? I don't dress like no thug or anything, you know?
Pants sagging and all that, right?
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Wear some Kangols, man. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
your ass.
Wear a Kangol.
Sagging and everything.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's not
walking
cool.
Walking all crazy.
I don't approve
stuff.
Of that.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers come in my studio, you're going to have your pants up.
Mm-hmm.
You dig me?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. I don't get. We get out of there, pants, walk around sagging and everything.
Yeah. It's not cool. Like, why?
I don't know why.
Anyway. Anyway. 2016, we here, though.
So what's your resolutions, man? What you made for this year? And it goes.
What am I? I mean, you know, just. Mm-hmm. This is the grind, man. The grind doesn't stop. You know, I'm all over the place, man.
You're all over the place?
I'm
traveling this year? Any place this year?
I mean, I love to. Sure. I love to go to the Bahamas, man.
Bahamas?
Somebody need to invite me.
Okay.
Invite
me. I want to go somewhere. This year, I'm going away early. I think my birthday again.
You
that was
Jamaica, right?
Oh yeah,
Jamaica.
No, I did Dominican Republic last year.
Oh yeah, okay.
This year I think I'm gonna do Jamaica.
Jamaica, okay.
But yeah, I started that tradition last year. Just like, you know what, I think I should do this. Just not be in New York on my birthday.
Okay, sounds good.
That's what's up, yo.
Well, wherever you go, enjoy yourself and be careful.
Yeah, get out of here, yo.
Yeah, get out of here.
Fuck away from here.
Fuck away from here.
Yeah.
Let's get into a song, Veg.
Fetty Wap.
This
I like
guy,
that guy.
Fetty Wap.
I like Fetty Wap.
You know,
it's the character.
Fetty Wap's all right, but maybe we'll get into him a little later.
Yeah.
So okay.
What do you
want to
get
into? Let's do, I like this song, Big Sean.
Big Sean? What about you?
Play No Games.
That's Big Sean?
Yeah.
Okay. What's up?
Okay, I won't deny it. Half the time you send a text, yep, you know I'm not replying. To let you know I'm not one of them niggas you be dodging. I'm the one that you dodge with. I'm the one that you gon' take that dress and save and not the closet. I'm the one you need alone. I'm the one that when you're around your friends that you gotta put on speakerphone. Just so you could let them know what we be on. Like he the one. Yeah, yeah. I know I'm young, but you respect me like a father figure. Young mobbish nigga, probably make your father figure. Sean Don Perrier out in Perry with a Perrier going. Well, I would tell you, but I gotta paraphrase. And even when you trippin', we trippin', I pay for you. Gourmet for you, chauffeur arrange for you. I take the flight alone earlier in the day for you. Just to beat you there, prepare and let you know I'm waiting for you. Finally famous.
I ain't like them other niggas, and I ain't about to play no games with you. You know what your problem is.
Like me waiting for you. You got that bomb ass pussy, I'll be waiting for you. Who you love? Tell me who you fucking love. Tell me who you wanna fucking love. I left that sexy dress out on the bed with a note there laying for you. With directions where I'm waiting, with dinner and waiting for you. I'm the nigga. She tell me I'm that nigga. I'm the nigga that's your nigga. Even when you got a nigga that you make love with. But right before take drugs with. Then right after hit the tub, wait on me with suds. Then you back that ass up on me like it's 9-9. Whoa. Wine fine like a bottle from the 9-9. Hit you with the 99 like it's fucking prime time. Killed the pussy, had to hit that shit like 9 times. Girl, even when I'm gone, just know I'm there for ya. I'm all ears, in other words, here for ya. I'll probably rob a fucking bank and go to jail for ya. As long as I can smack that ass and pull that hair for ya. Finally famous.
I ain't like them other niggas, and I ain't about to play no games with you.
Party's over, baby. Y'all gotta get to stepping. Bounce.
DadPip.com world premiere.
Go ahead, go ahead.
See, you can't just do it.
Go ahead, go ahead.
You gotta do it well. Ah. Look, body language is the kind of talk I'm fluent in. Why don't you stop talking about it and come and do it then? Written on your face, that yeah, I'm trying to do it, grin. Event planning, we just need a spot to do it in. Heading to engagement, head behind a range tent. Fruits of my labor, edible arrangement. And get a little messy, sweater new, Jay's mint. She say when she done with me, I better go and change then. Fuck the sweater, I don't know no fucking better. Y'all get it, I don't know no fucking better. Than this right here, shorty right there. Still giving old boy nightmares, and I heard your ex hated. That's why my text stated last night was a movie, and it was X-rated. Flick called wet, it only gets better. Tonight we make the sequel and call that shit wetter. Go ahead.
Fuck me like you know somebody else ain't fucking me right.
Go ahead.
Fuck me like you know somebody else ain't fucking me right. I'ma get your body.
Represent.
Hello?
Where have you been?
I've been in LA.
What do you mean, LA?
I met this guy.
Look, baby girl, you're so damn fine, though. I'm trying to know if I can hit it from behind, though. I'm sipping on you like some fine wine, though. And when it's over, I press rewind, though. Hey, you talking bands, girl, I got it. Benjamin's all in my pocket. I traded in my truths for some robbers. You playing Batman, Fendi's gonna rob him. Hey, I got a Glock in my Rari. Hey, 17 shots, no 38. I got a Glock in my Rari. 17 shots, no 38.
I can't a million, one more. that's that 90s joint, right? Yeah. Yeah, to bring y'all back real quick, yo. What up?
Yeah.
All right.
We here.
We're back.
It's the bottom line.
Right.
We have a caller.
Okay, let's take the caller.
I got you. We have a caller.
Okay.
Last four digits, 9705. 9705. Hopefully they don't hang up and you're on.
Welcome to the bottom line. Who are we speaking with? Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Clapping.
Welcome to the show, Dizzy Dez. How you doing out in Jersey?
Yeah. It's a little windy, but I'm good.
Well, you know, she's down on the shoreline.
Yeah. She'd be right by the water, so
yeah. Wow, okay.
The weather could be bonkers, man.
So, Dez, today we're talking about New Year's resolutions. Do you have a New Year's resolution?
Happy New Year, yo.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, y'all. Not really. You know, I'm kind of over the resolution thing. I feel like it should be all year thing. But it did give me a little bit of motivation January 1st. I don't know. It's just good timing.
Word.
I have some things.
Okay.
My word for 2016 is execute.
Sounds good.
Execute. I like that.
Respect that. You can only respect
execute.
That's the stuff, y'all.
Yeah, so we have a birthday celebration.
I can really
see.
Yes, we do. I just don't know what I'm doing yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to just do everything.
Do it up.
I don't really want to plan anything. You know, you make a plan, and then if it's not executed the way you want, then you become frustrated. You know that's me all day. So I'm just going to wing it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, so we'll do it big. We have our birthday this month.
Do it big.
What about that? Can you say that there's any lessons that you learned last year?
Oh, hell yeah.
What was, like, the biggest lesson you learned?
Watch it.
Hello?
So watch the company you keep.
Watch the what?
Can y'all... Watch the company you keep.
Oh, watch the company.
Oh, the company. Oh, yeah, surroundings. Your surroundings.
Yeah, your circle of life, yeah.
Yeah, surroundings.
That's very important.
Oh, yeah. Got your haters.
Yeah, not even if you keep in the company, if you just, you know, breathing through the room, you just got to watch the room you in.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
It's true, because the people you put yourself around, like, you end up dealing with the shit they deal with.
Yeah.
Having
the bullshit.
Yeah.
And get caught up in some shit you didn't even wasn't even a part of. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
Oh yeah, I know about that. Trust me.
Yeah.
Your past.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you put yourself in a position you shouldn't have been in, but you put yourself in a position maybe not going in full headed.
True.
She's a good person to model your drink as well. She's a
really?
Beautiful girl. Yes, she is.
Okay.
She's my best friend from childhood.
Okay.
You know I keep pretty girls around me.
Oh, that's good. Is she on what social media?
It's an energy drink, right? I was reading the thing. For some reason, I have a new phone. It was giving me a problem listening in.
Yes.
You know what's nice about it, Des? It's sugar-free. So.
And you know what? I've just started the no-carb thing. I gained 14 pounds.
Oh, it's good.
And you know, I gained all my weight in my stomach. So I'm not really a diet person, but I already do the high protein, no sugar deal. So that would be
All right.
So I don't know what the drink is because I really couldn't listen in, but I'm starting the gym in a couple of days and just doing a little bit more, and I'm going to need the energy. So I'd definitely be willing to try that. Plus, I'm out here, so I can maybe push for you a little bit if I like it.
What part of Jersey are you from, sweetheart? What part of Jersey?
I'm based from Atlantic City. I got a friend that owns a couple of stores here, too, so that might be a good link-up if you want to do you can get in touch with Michelle and do an in-store promo and do, like, vodka and energy.
Right. Okay. Well, you know.
Yeah, like I was just drinking a cherry flavored one. I was telling him that would be good with like some cherry vodka, just to just make it all an all cherry drink.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
good. Yeah,
cool.
We really could maybe do some things out here. We're in a good summer. Up here on the boardwalk. They even have like a free Zumba class that they do every morning on the boardwalk.
Really?
Like this huge thing. Yeah, it's actually really nice.
Oh,
yeah, so it'd be a good place to promote out here.
Okay, I'm definitely looking into that. I'm always open to different options.
For respect,
you know what I mean. Always open to different options.
A little bit of radio networking never hurt.
Well, that's why I'm on Michelle's show.
Hey.
Networking the drink,
right?
Hey. That's why I'm on her show. And then models of
what's it called?
SX Energy Drink. And you can go to my website. I'll give it to you right now if you want it. It's www.ampupyourlifestyleblogspot.com.
Sounds good. I'm going to cut you off from Michelle's, and then I'll just tag me. Tag you or something when I post it on my page.
Just look up Sean Felder on Facebook. I'm in there.
Michelle,
what's
your resolution?
Michelle, what's your resolution? What's your resolution, she said.
What was your resolution?
I want to try to develop a relationship and finally settle down and be more mature and accepting of a man in my life.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, the health thing is definitely there, but that's there all year, so I didn't really...
I mean, I feel like that's protocol for anybody.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah, so...
Especially if you're trying to take care of yourself, I mean...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's naturally just all the way there, but, you know, I think the calendar has set a resolution for me. But I looked at January, I'm like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the year,
nah.
I'm going to get down.
You get somebody.
What do you mean, nah?
I don't think so.
You got to be patient.
I don't think you can prepare for a man. I already told you that. I don't think there's any preparation. And the only thing you need to prepare for is if you're really just going to go settle down and be married or anything. But going into a relationship, that's like you skip like 4 or 5 stages to that stage that you feel as though you're at. And I feel as though how you are this one, thinking that you're in preparation for this relationship.
It's something shit about me. I'm glad she's breaking up.
Wow.
I don't feel time naturally. I think not just on that at all, and it'll just come naturally.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying, you know me, that I really haven't given anybody a chance, so it's not like I've pushed away anything that felt like it was about to happen, and that's why I'm saying accepting it in my life.
You got, like, the size up on, like, you see a dude, he tried to talk to you, like, size him up now, it's like, nigga, how many kids you got, what job you got, let me see your resume, you've been in the military, where's your mom, where's your dad, where are you raised, you own a house, what's your credit score?
I think what happens is when we get older, we realize that, you know, life isn't bad being alone. And if someone's going to come into my life, they got to be at least on my level or higher.
Right.
And that's the thing.
Right.
Not that I'm not willing to help somebody build and become a better person.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point in my life, if you're 30 and over and you don't have a good head on your shoulders and your life ain't in the right direction, I don't have time to be helping you fix yourself when I still have to work on myself. You know, so it's not about,
trying
to have the right standards, trying to have the right money, the right job, the right car, the right history, but you got to be on your way there already, because I'm not willing to help somebody else become a man. I'll help you become a better man.
Right.
It's not build the bear. It's not build the Mr. Potato Head.
You're like, no.
Or in this case, build the man.
No, I know, but I'm saying it might come across, or you might, how can I say? You might digest it a little differently. Like, what they say based off of that might be digested, not based on the person. Like, who I am on paper is not who I am in person. You see what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Like, if someone seen me on paper and met me in person, I'd probably be 2 different people. I wouldn't be what they expected. So I'm just saying, like, maybe you should unwrap the box and just don't push it away, because you're like, I don't like that wrapping paper. And it looks like it was done bootleg instead of at Boscow. You know what I mean?
what a great theory right there.
Yeah.
And
I just want to say real quick, sometimes You say you want to be in a relationship. Sometimes it can be least expected.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because sometimes if you have something you never had before, you don't know what you want if you never, know what you want if you never had it.
Try.
It's like, I never tried spinach, but then once I tried it, I loved it. So, you know, but you don't want to eat it because it looks nasty. So you have to at least, just broaden your horizon a little bit, because if you keep looking in the same places, you're going to get the same thing. Yeah, and you got to be the kind of woman, well, I already know I can vouch for her on that, but what you get out is what you put in. The kind of man you're going to get is what you're going to give out, or how they're going to treat you.
Yep.
That's true.
Word up. Yep.
That's why, like, part of my thing was, I want to focus on one person, because if I'm out here dating 2-3 different men, like, really no one's going to get 100% of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give anybody, like, the time, like, that they may deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So if I narrow it down and just say, you know, this guy's okay, he seems all right, let me just concentrate on him. If it doesn't work out, on to the next, instead of trying to get a couple of people, like, to know them, because how can I expect me to, how am I the only one if I'm not their only one?
Right.
How am I their only one if they're not my only one? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you can ask the person.
Yeah, I don't think it should be, like, straight monogamous from the door anyway, but then, it's like, how can I say? Okay, like, if he has money, then he has a small dick. If he has a big dick, then, you know, he ain't got no money. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you're going to have to maybe compromise in some areas when it comes to relationships and shit. Nobody's going to come with a total package. It's what your total package is anyway. It's not even what society wants you to think is a total package. You know what I mean? So you just got to figure out what you want. We say we want certain things. No, I think we say we want certain things, but when we find something different and we really like it, well then.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, a big dick doesn't hurt. I mean, but, you know, or does it hurt? I don't know, but.
Oh, no.
No, you know what? I'm not going to say anything about a size being, like, a requirement, but I will say that, like, being.
In a long-term relationship, it might be.
Right.
Being pleased sexually is important because, you know, I don't want to feel like I want to look elsewhere for anything. Like, when I find one person, they need to satisfy my minimal needs in all areas. Like,
put in work.
Yeah, they don't have to be rich, but they have to be decent. You know, they have to be able to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Put in work.
It has to be generally all around. You don't have to have the biggest dick in the world, you know, things in the bedroom got to be good.
Of course.
You know, you don't have to get
some of those X2 energy drinks and, you know.
Yeah.
Put a cooler on the side of the bed with some of those in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have
a Viagra, and we'll make it work. Unless you're going to have a heart attack. I don't know how much caffeine's in those things.
No caffeine. No.
No caffeine?
No caffeine, my dear. I got the camera on the
phone. Oh, that's really good. I can't wait to investigate a little bit more. I'm interested then. I'm all.
I'll send you some on it right now.
She will send you some info. Michelle Travis, she'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
She's most.
I'm down.
Amped.
I'm not down with the heart palpitations while I'm working out, you know?
No. You won't have none of that.
You should definitely promote it with no caffeine.
I had one porno star that tried a drink and she loved it. And she said, oh my goodness, more energy for me. Really?
You ever drink the energy drinks and you have like heart palpitations and like, I can't explain it.
None of that. No.
Or shakiness.
I saw a survey of energy drinks. That's sexy. None of that, sweetheart. The ones that has the problems is really Red Bull and Munster that gives the heart problems.
Well, that's why I'm excited to try one, because I don't like the shakiness. I don't like the heart palpitations. I don't like the sugar. I don't like all that caffeine. It's just, it's kind of a contradiction of what the energy drink is supposed to be.
Okay, well, all right. Well,
yeah, you'll try it. You'll like it. I'm sitting here. My heart's fine.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, she downed it. Well,
took a shot.
Michelle's going to model the drink.
A shot.
I'm going to ask the samples. Sure, she'll give you one.
That's what's up, y'all.
You know what I mean?
All right, Desi, thank you very much for calling in.
Happy New Year.
We got to get Sean headed.
Happy New Year.
Harlem, watch me.
All right, Happy New Year, baby.
All right.
Can I tell
all right, no problem.
Everybody here a quick question before I break down?
What's going on? What's up?
Real quick, what was your best and worst first date?
Wow.
Michelle, you want to start that off? Best and first worst dates?
First date? The best first date I ever had, we went on a hiking trip.
Okay.
Yeah, this was years back. Yeah.
Spontaneous.
We wanted to go take a scenic drive somewhere and just go take a walk, and it ended up being us hiking like this amazing mountain.
Okay.
In Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah, we went like through upstate New York and ended up in Pennsylvania.
Awesome.
And we went to like this little town. We climbed. Mm-hmm. We hiked up this mountain.
Mm-hmm.
We went for like beautiful walks around all these rivers and shit. It was just gorgeous.
Right.
And then we went to have lunch somewhere.
Okay. See.
And it was spring, so it was nice. It was like nice weather.
Okay.
And we went through this little town. We went to antique shop.
See.
It was different.
Okay.
See. That was years ago. That was a really nice date. I haven't really thought about that date either.
Okay. What was your worst date? First date.
Well, it had to be one.
No. Everybody gone through this.
I've gone through many.
But
one. That really
just
like,
uncomfortable questions the entire time.
One.
It has to be
one.
There was this guy that was just way too sexual in conversation, way too fast.
Okay.
You know, I'm a flirt, and I believe you can talk about sex responsibly and respectfully.
Probably horny.
But you know.
You probably horny.
I'm not okay with somebody being disrespectful and overdoing it so much.
You thought it was horny. You probably was horny.
The brother wanted some.
That's what I'm saying. He's horny.
The brother was trying to get down.
Yeah.
Nah?
Probably was arousing at her photos. Oh, look at her photos. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Oh, my God.
Sir, blame me.
I'm not blaming you. It's just keeping it real. It's just the post that you put
it's
up.
It's not cool. Like, if you talk to somebody.
Happy Sunday. Happy Saturday. Hi, guys.
Listen.
I can say my first and worst.
First.
2 hours later, 200 likes.
Mm-hmm.
Guys is like, oh, my God. Hubba, hubba.
Yeah.
Michelle, I love you.
I think my first
you guys.
Great date.
It's the truth. This is what goes down in your post.
Yes.
Don't say
down in the DM.
Not even the DM. This shit is exposed.
Yes.
See these pictures with the drool. Come on, brother. Cut it out.
Used to them, Michelle.
Man.
Okay, I'm just going to say real quick my first
worst
date. The best was I took somebody to Central Park.
Oh, that's cool.
And we just talked.
During the spring, I guess, or summer, right?
Spring or summer. Yeah, we just talk. Just talk. Just to see where their head is at, you know, and everything.
You guys got the build.
Yeah, and then, you know, we had a little ice cream and stuff and sat in the park and talked. You know,
Did you look at the way she licked her ice cream?
Of course. Of course.
Nah, come on, that's protocol.
But other than that, you know, it was a fun day.
Not even to be perverted.
Come on. Some women can't help lick ice cream.
She was probably looking at your lips, too.
Yeah, of course.
Come on now. Don't have you throw my man under the bus.
It was fun. That's all right. It was fun. That's all right, Michelle. I understand. It was fun. The worst date was the woman, we went out to eat, you know, and just yapping. I don't like that. Yapping.
Well, she was talking too much?
Yes, talking too much. You know what I mean? Let me just feel you out and see if I'm comfortable around you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I ain't call her back ever again. I'm wasting my hard earned money taking you out trying to see if I want to be a present second date rock with you. And I'm like, no,
just didn't go down.
But once I see that,
she kept talking too much. She talked too much.
Next.
I went to another one.
Well, I could have went to a sports bar or hang with the fellas or something, but I like, nah.
You're wasting your time.
That's my time. Yeah. Now you, brother, man. Your best date.
Let's see. My best date was, what was my best date? My best date was, it's kind of regular, you know what I mean? I took a girl out.
Okay.
We went to a restaurant. It was cool. Chilled out. And kind of like building like you was, you know what I'm saying? My worst date was... When I met the chick.
Same chick?
No.
Somebody else. Okay.
No, somebody else. No name, of course.
Okay.
She didn't tell me how tall she was.
Uh-oh.
How tall is she?
She was like a giant compared to me.
How tall are you?
I'm like, maybe 5'6", 5'7".
See, I'm 5'9".
You know what I mean? But nah, 5'11". She was like...
5'9" in heels, though? I'm a good 6'1".
Nah, that's but true. She was like 6'5" or something.
Wow.
She was a basketball player. Like,
wow.
That was mad uncomfortable, like, and I'm cool with tall chicks, but, like, I was looking up at you, like,
wow.
How was it up there? Like, is the weather cool up there? Like, you want to give me a broadcast or something? Like, it was just, and you know what? It was just awkward from the get-go, you feel me?
You felt uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, we still went out.
And she never asked you how tall you were?
Wow.
You know what it is? I asked her. I think she kept on avoiding, like, that question because I think she really liked me.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad, but I'm like, mm-hmm. come on now. Like, I did ask you, yo. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the MySpace days, so it's like you couldn't, like.
Oh, yeah, MySpace days.
You know, you don't know. You know what I mean?
You never know.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, so, I mean, you know, it was all cool, but, like, you know, we didn't really rock like that after that, but, you know.
Yeah.
That was kind of awkward, like, you know, I don't know, like, you know.
I don't know.
When I was supposed to, I didn't expect her that, and I don't know, I guess.
Physical, you know what? Mm-hmm. I recently went through something about my physical appearance with a man.
Okay.
You know, I always talk about my personal things. This is a little mm-hmm. personal and touchy mm-hmm. for me, but
definitely.
I will say that when
bottom,
it comes...
This is the bottom line.
Yeah, when it comes to, when it comes to, you know, physical mm-hmm. attraction, it's very important.
Yes.
It's very, very important. And if one person feels like the other one's not attracted...
A lot of problems.
It's a problem.
It's a lot of problems.
And I personally feel like, you know, if I don't make you, if it doesn't turn you on to look at me, if you're not attracted to me,
yeah,
like I need the man I'm with to be crazy about me, obsessed with my look, and definitely be like attracted.
If not that, then game over.
Yeah.
Game over.
I don't want to, and especially like as a woman, we're more needy, you know.
Oh, of course, I
so
know about
we
that.
So we like attention. Like I love that. And usually, you know, during the first 6 months to a year, like it's all about making me feel even better than I feel on my own.
Yes.
You know, so if there's not compliments and if it's not like crazy great feelings all the time, especially when it comes to like physical attraction, it's not gonna work for me.
Yes.
That it's not.
That's true.
So, yeah, like, you know, and I'm tall. So, like, mm-hmm. as I date people, like, you know what? That's like, I don't know if I could date somebody a lot shorter than me because height is a difference. Just like you're not comfortable dating someone a lot taller than you.
Right.
Like, it's not.
Like, you can't play basketball.
Yeah.
Nah.
And I'd like to say at 33, I'm mature and I could look past somebody's physical traits, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, like, I want somebody that's my height or taller.
Right.
You know, I have a certain type I like as far as physical.
Right.
It doesn't make me shallow. It makes me know I know what I like.
Right.
You know, and I want a man that I'm with to feel the same way.
Right.
You know, if he likes tall, big girls with long hair, then I'm the one.
Right.
And if you like short hair, that skinny girls that are short, I'm not the one.
Game over.
Yeah.
Game over.
It's pretty simple.
Over.
You know, go after what you want, because at the end of the day, you're going to always have that craving for what your certain taste is.
Of course.
And I don't want to know ever that a man's mind is wandering off of somebody that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
not me.
Yeah. You want them, you want to be their number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
I want to know I turn you on.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Well, sometimes it's all.
And that's the bottom line.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Y'all was kind of sneaky. You sneak that bottom line in there, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Word.
Well, Michelle, you'll find somebody. You just got to be patient and maybe start dating and see.
I just got to start accepting people. I have a hard time. It's hard.
You got to date one person.
Oh, yeah, I got to focus on one person. And, you know, and it's hard, especially when you do that and then you're let down. You know, it gets frustrating.
Yeah, I know.
But you know, people that are married and settled down, they're like, oh, you have the best life. You're single. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, that really, well, it depends.
But when we're single, we're like, oh, my God, this shit sucks.
Yeah,
I know. We always want what we can't have.
Well, I'll say something real quick, Michelle. Based on my last relationship, we talked on the car. Despite the issues we had in the past, you know, I had some good times with the ex. You know what I mean? I mean... And
you have your good and bad times, of course.
Right. And, you know, when we met today, we met earlier this year. We talked about it and everything. And I said, you know what? You know, see what happens. You know, if we reconciliate, it was meant to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes over the years, you know, like, she's doing her thing and I'm doing my thing. And then when we had met at the mall, we talked. And I said, okay, well, you know, I mean, we had our issues in the past. We see what happens. You know, we talk and date. But if there's one thing about my ex, and I'll tell you straight up, it's that certain look we give when we gonna get that sex on.
Ooh.
And when you have that certain look with that person in the past,
oh, let's get
and it's
it
ready
on.
To get it on, it is so ridiculously powerful.
Marvin Gaye, Marvin
I can
Gaye
look her a
on.
Certain way, and she's ready to get that dick. I'll keep it real.
Sean.
I'm keeping it real.
but you could say something kind of crazy.
I could say something. I'm saying.
And we can't be like, Michelle.
Or if I touch her a certain way, it's all over. I'm just keeping it real. I'm just giving it up. It's all. Oh, she touched me a certain way, it's all over.
Sean.
It's always that certain look. It's always that certain way.
That's crazy.
Yeah, sure. Ease with your exes. It happens all the time.
It does. That you know, because they know you and you guys had that life.
Right.
You guys had history.
Right, history.
Have you guys ever had an ex call you and just say, you know what, nobody is like you in bed?
Oh, yeah. She told me.
He said, yeah.
She told me.
Come on.
And I told her the same way, too.
Michelle,
nobody like you.
Come on. Yeah, you know.
I'll give you an example.
How do you feel like when a woman, like you're with somebody and then they call and they're like, you know, my new guy just doesn't do it like you, like I miss you, I want you.
I'll give you a funny example. Michelle.
You're okay with that?
Michelle, let me tell you a story. She came to my house one day when she was seeing the guy in Jersey, and was ready to drop it. I'm like, well, I thought she was with somebody. Well, he can't do it like you. Oh, that means you haven't got over the relationship. So you just missed that big thing, huh? You know what I mean? Yeah. And once you, a woman, you hit a certain spot. But they ain't gonna forget it.
Word, they gonna
they
come
want
back.
More. They want more. Oh yeah, they want more.
They gonna come back.
It's a position that you do to them, right?
Yeah, they gonna come back.
So I found out with her. Yeah.
This is the bottom line.
Yeah.
This is the bottom line.
It's just like that. A man or woman, past relationship, just like that. They won't forget the way you rock their world.
Yeah. That's you know.
I guess from that.
If you do it good, then
yeah,
they gonna come back with that wood.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Easy. That's what happened with her. Yeah.
See, as a woman, I can't be with a guy that says, you know, that's moved on into a new relationship,
mm-hmm.
and they say, like, you know, they miss you, but they're with another woman.
Right.
I mean, that just, you know, like, hey, buddy, well, you had me, but it didn't work out, so we can't just.
You had that certain power.
I don't know.
Michelle.
10 years ago, maybe. 10 years ago, maybe.
You had that certain power, then, Michelle. Most women do certain things to a
this
man.
This is how...
That drives them, you know. You should remember that.
This is how side dudes and side chicks are created.
Yeah. Exes are an ex for a reason.
Yeah. But if they come back, they become the side chick.
One last time's okay, but like making it regular again with the ex is no good.
Right.
But what if that one last time leads to frequent encounters after?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should do it that last time at all, honestly.
Okay. Sometimes they catch feelings.
They're gonna catch feelings after that last time, because that's the last time you said, "Yo, babe, after this, we over."
And then they remember like you were once theirs.
Yeah.
So they're gonna have a hard time. Like, okay.
Yeah.
For me, right?
To let go.
Right.
Yeah. If my ex comes to me like, you know, let's just hook up and we could just make it a sexual thing. I miss that.
Right.
You know, but I got a girl.
Right.
Okay, so here I am, single. Like, you know what? Okay, cool. Let's hook up and let's do this.
Right.
But then your ex, right? Even though he's got a girl at home, right?
Right.
He's going to be like, where are you going tonight? You know, or what are you doing? Or what do you mean you have somebody else over? Or wait, well, hold on. I'm still single here, buddy.
Right.
You know, you're
still
one
living
with the
single life.
That's right.
So it's not, it can't
You're the one that's wifed up.
That's right.
Obviously, I've been through this. So it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
It doesn't work out. Believe me, it doesn't work out.
I've been through that too, Michelle. I know.
And you want to know what? When whoever you think, like, you had the best sex with, believe me, somebody else could sap it off. Because every time I've been with somebody, like, oh, my God, he's the best.
Right.
Nope. There comes better.
That's right.
Like, come on.
That's right.
We gotta realize, like, you know,
that's right.
There's better out there. Believe me, there's better.
Oh, yeah.
Your best sexual partner is not your best. It's only the best you have had so far.
That's right.
So far. Keyword, so far.
So far.
So go ahead, open up.
There's more to come, yo.
At least you reached your peak.
No pun intended. There's more to come, but, you know.
You reached your peak.
Just saying.
We got to get you back to the city. We got to sign out.
All right, I just want to say final words.
Yeah, final words. Why don't you let people know where they can find you, your upcoming events again, and all that important stuff.
Okay, again, I will be at Elegant Hoodness Award Show January 30th. Hopefully, I win the Entrepreneur of the Year Award. Please vote for me on www.eleganthoodness.com.
Yeah, you won that last year, right?
Yes, Explosive Grind is the award right here.
Right,
hopefully I get another award this year.
There you go.
If you want to check me out, go to www.ampupyourlifestyleblogspot.com to check out my history marketing SX energy drinks. And if you want to order a case, you can call this number here at 1-800-235-6500. Call me personally, 646-673-1997. And shout out again,
I got like five numbers
to XX Model of the Year, Michelle Lovely. And shout out to Michelle Lovely, who was SX Model of the Month in November. She will model soon SX Energy Drink.
I'm not lovely.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're Michelle Kiyoko.
Kiyoko, I'm sorry. I'm going to say.
Now, she be getting jealous when you be, like, talking about other Michelles. Like,
I'm sorry, Michelle.
Okay. Yo, quick story. She came through here, right? So there was another Michelle here on top. Like, yo.
Oh, yeah, another card.
Yo, and then she has the audacity to put cards on top of that. I'm like,
wow.
Yo, the beef.
Wow. Like, Michelle Kayoko will model at Sex Edgy Drink soon. Shout out to her.
Wait. Say that one more time.
Michelle Kayoko will model soon SX Energy Drinks. Shout out to her.
I let Sean say however, like the things he wants to say, like he can say it however he wants. He's got his own language going on.
Right. Yeah. And shout out to my fan base. And I will be in the front cover of 3 magazines this year. So look out for that. And I will be at an award show April 23rd at Bronx Blaze Productions. Hasn't been confirmed yet, but I will be out in the Bronx Art Museum.
Shout out to the foundation.
And, you know, just shout out to my fan base, YouTube, Twitter, and just keep grinding and show me love, promote SX Energy Drinks. That's basically about it.
Yes. Definitely check out the drinks. They're wonderful. Yes. I just had some cherry flavor. I've had the citrus.
Yes, you did.
I've had a couple of flavors, and they're good. And what I definitely like about it is the sugar-free part.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody's self-conscious about what they put in their body now.
Oh, yes.
So. No carbs, no sugar. No. It's the way to go. Mm-hmm. Nice taste. No aftertaste, which is really important with sugar-free items. So definitely check it out.
Right.
And you could catch me each and every Sunday.
Yes.
www.thebottomline845.com.
Yes. Or single guys, Michelle's here, so you know.
Yes, and I'm single.
watch
real
watch
guys,
them.
Real
watch
guys
them.
Only.
Watch them Facebook posts.
Yes, Facebook posts.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Happy Sunday, guys.
Happy
Hi.
New Year.
You know what that is. Happy
to my
Sunday.
Ex. Hey. Fetty Wap.
Love that Fetty Wap, right?
Fetty Wap is hot, man. I got to give it to him.
Well, you ended it off with, Michelle?
Yes, ended it off, Michelle. Baby, you come my way.
We played that before.
Yeah.
Come on, show me.
Okay. What about
this is Michelle's show. Like.
This is your show,
Michelle.
You know
what? BJ.
Okay, the Chicago kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love this kid.
Okay, I heard him.
Is he from Chicago?
Church with Jeremiah.
I heard him.
Is he from
yeah.
Chicago? Okay.
Heard him.
Church, this song is hot, featuring Jeremiah.
So we out, y'all.
She said she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning. She said she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning. Hopefully we can go to heaven, I pray. Hopefully we can go to heaven, cause I'm safe. Hopefully we can go to heaven, I pray. Hopefully we can go to heaven, cause I'm safe, I'm safe. I got a dilemma because it's a Saturday, wish it was Friday. Church in the morning, confess to the usher, she says she want my way. I don't want mess up, no blessing tonight, girl, been sinning for way long. If you gon' get on your knees, that's a problem that I gotta pay for. She know I'm down for anything when she started popping that. I don't wanna bite the apple, girl, cause it ain't no turning back. Say she wanna drink, do drugs, have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, service in the morning. She said she wanna drink, do drugs, have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning. Ready for me here, church in the AM. There's a war going on, so I'm staying. Homie called a K, I'm seeing him take 10. And I knew him since the playpen, amen. Church in the morning, I pray for the poor. I wish she was rich, but she the preacher's daughter. Ate a cornbread and cabbage, ain't missing Sunday morning. Again, none. Wishing me and her can go to heaven. Thinking I'm a devil when that boy's 9/11. Talking to that y'all just preaching like a rest. We can only kick it cause we leaving at 11. All white, I'm feeling God. I just wanna do it for the family. Charlie, she my angel cause you got me. Yeah. She said she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning. She said she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning. I'ma tell you flat out, flat out. Baby, I want me a hand. Maybe we can ride out, fold this song in with your friends. Somebody wanna...
Me too. Hey, baby, we can get your friend. And if they down, baby, I'm ready. G-strings and shrimp but spaghetti. Smoking me here like a Betty. She said she want a real one. Baby, I'm true. Yeah, kind of like a young ass breaking and jiggle, make you nice when the answer just goes. I put in that work, but I still gotta go to church. Church. She said she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning. She wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning.
Hopefully we can go to heaven. Ah,